Is everybody awake?
Yes, I'll see you after.
Do you want this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, so who remembers who we talked about last week?
先生、誰の話をしたか覚えてる人。
Who?
Noah.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Noah and the ark today. And we're going to talk about God's promises as we see them in that story. All right, so we've got to ask questions and I need you to be honest. Okay? Who's ever made a promise?
約束をしたことがある人。
Who has ever broken a promise, whether accidentally or on purpose? Yeah. Who has kept every promise you've ever made? Don't think we can do that, can we? But you know what? God does do that with His promises. He never forgets His promises. And he is so good, he actually doesn't make any promises that he's not going to keep. So if you remember, Noah was 500 years old when God asked him to build an ark. That's even way older than Mr. Chad and me and us all together. And who knows? Well, let's think about this. Noah's sitting there in the morning, just finished eating his breakfast, and God says, Noah, I want you to build an ark. And so I'm sure Noah, like most of us, his first question was probably, why? And God says, I'm going to send a flood and kill everybody but you and your family. So I'm sure Noah at first was probably thinking, oh cool, I'll just build this little boat for me and my family. But then God tells him how big it needs to be. It needs to be 150 meters long, 75 meters wide, 15 meters tall. Oh, and you need to build 3 floors inside of it. And I'm sure Noah's going like this. Oh, my back hurts already. Right? He's 500. Not...
Oh.
And then God says, oh, but it's not just for you. I need you to get 2 of every kind of animal as well. And so then there's a whole bunch more questions that are going to come up. How will I gather them? How will I feed them and give them water? Hopefully this flood's not going to last very long. But God makes a cool promise to Noah that most people don't really think about. He says, I'm going to send you the animals. So as long as Noah was faithful in building the ark, God's going to do the work of giving all those animals to him. Okay, so kids only, who knows how long it rained? How long did it rain? How long? 40? 40 days. It was 40. But here's a good question. How long were they on the ark? Repeat. 60 days? How many do you think? How long?
100 years.
That's about how long it took Noah to build the ark.
じゃあ、ノアが60歳になるじゃん。
But they were on that ark for right around one whole year.
約1年、
その船の中に彼らはいました。And think about it. Animals don't smell good if they've been stuck in a building that long. 動
物はね、そんないい匂いしないですよね。
But God kept his promise and Noah and his family lived. So, the flood is done. And Noah and his family get to get off that ark. What's the very first thing they did?Okay, but right, he did send out a dove, and now the dove has come back, and they're off the ark. What happens? Just say it out. What do you think? What's that?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. Oh, don't steal my part of the story yet. We're not there. Oh, man. Okay, how about we'll just do this? He decides to have an.Create a sacrifice and give offering and thanks to God for what he's done. And when God sees this, he starts talking to Noah. And he does. He says, I'm going to establish a covenant, a sign in the skies for you. And when you see this, remember, I have made a promise. And so he does. He puts a, everyone together?
Rainbow.
Wow, that was weak. What's he put in the sky?
A rainbow!
Okay, much better. Alright. So God puts this rainbow in the sky. And it's a sign, not just that he keeps his promise to never flood the earth, but it's a sign showing he keeps all of his promises. Because God is such a God of truth that if he keeps one promise, he will keep all of them. Because if you remember just a few pages back, he promised Jesus is coming. And Jesus was going to become our Savior. Just like that ark saved Noah and his family, Jesus is saving us. And I love how Mr. Ely led us today in reading Psalms 103. All of those words we read today are true about God. And through His Word, He shows us His love. And He does that so He can speak into our lives.Because you remember, He loves you. He loves you so much that He sent Jesus to die for you. And He is faithful that when we choose to follow Him, He's going to give us what we need to do that, to walk a life that pleases
Him.
And so like Noah, we too are saved. And so I want you to remember, when you see a rainbow, we might get to see one later today. God's promises are true. He keeps every single one of them. And when He says He loves you, He means He loves you. So I want you to think about that when you see those promises and do your best to serve Him and follow Him. And you will never, ever regret it. You will always bring blessings to your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that as we read your word, we get to see your promises. And that as we continue reading through your word, we see how your promises are fulfilled and you keep them every time. Lord, I ask that these children would realize who you are at a very young age, that you are the God of the universe. And yet, as big and as powerful as you are, you want to have a relationship with these children. Help them to choose to follow you with their full heart. Lord, we just love you and thank you that you are good and you keep your word and keep your promises. In Jesus' name we pray.
ジェイミーさん、今日お願いしてるんですけど、全然メッセージノートも何も渡してないので、お祈りください。
I have
no idea what this message is, but I will do my best to translate. If you want to pray for me, that's great. 木曜日の夜ですけども、皆さん何を感じたかと思うんですけど、東京でも地震を感じましたね。皆さん木曜日の夜地震を感じましたか？
Did you feel we had an earthquake? Of course, the one we're concerned about is in Kumamoto, but we also had a little bit of earthquake here on Thursday.
変な揺れだと思いました。
It was such a strange, not a normal earthquake.
ですから、木曜日、金曜日、土曜日、そして今日もずっと、熊本地方では地震が続いています。
So anyway, since Thursday night and every day since then, we've just continued to see a lot of earthquakes happening in the Kumamoto area.
40人以上の人が亡くなったという知らせを聞いています。
As of this morning, about 40 people have lost their life.
9万人ぐらいの方が左折や避難所に行っているというふうに聞いています。
And then about 90,000 people are having to be out in shelter.
もしもですね、自分がそこにいたら今どう思うかと思います。家族や友人が亡くなった方がいらっしゃいます。
There are people who have lost their family or their friends.
家をなくした方がいらっしゃいます。
Or they've lost their home.
そうでなくても、揺れてんですね。皆さんも5年前を覚えたら余震がずっと続いているあの恐怖を思い出してください。
Even if they haven't lostAnything, just that feeling of shaking and not knowing when it's going to happen is really terrifying.
皆さん共にまず時間をとって3つのことを祈りたいと思います。
So first of all, we'd like to take some time and pray about three things.
この地震が早く収まること。
First of all, that these aftershocks will settle down quickly.
必要な支援が今与えられること。ここに神様の平安があること。その3つのことを祈りますけれども、同時に私たちがどう何をすべきかも祈っていきたいと思います。
So let's pray for those three things, and then let's also pray about whatever we should be doing.
神様、熊本、大分の人たちを覚えます。
Lord, we want to pray for the people in Kumamoto and Oita.
どうかあなたがこの地震を収めてください。
Lord, please, just settle the earth in this area.
必 要な救援をどうかあなたが送ってください。
政
府や関係者の上にどうかあなたの知恵がありますように。怯えている人たちにどうかあなたの平安を与えてください。またこの時どうか私たちが神様あなたに立ち戻ることができますように助けてください。また私たちが何をなすべきか、私たちのすることできることをあなたが教えてください。イエス様の名前としてお願いします。アーメン。今日は先週の続きからお話をしたいと思っています。先週宿題を出しましたけど、できた人いますか？ローマ人への12章の1節2節を覚えましょうというものでした。僕も努力したんですけど、ね、やっぱりあの暗記は苦手でしたけど、何とか読むことがありました。本当に私たちが捧げる神様の礼拝は何かということを先週考えました。何が礼拝であるかを考えました。2節にはこの世に習っては馴染んではいけませんとあります。そして毎日心を新たにして変えていく行こうという、そういう思いが必要だとあります。そして同時に求めるんですね、神心が何か。どうしたら神様が喜ばれるか。そのことが礼拝だというんです。そしてそれを神様は喜んでくださるというんです。今週まだあの覚えることができなかった人は、このローマ人への12章の1節2節、今週また覚えましょう。いいでしょうか？今日は、まず旧約聖書から1節読みたいと思います。
Okay, first of all, today I would like to read a passage from the Old Testament.
コヘレトの手紙の11章の1節です。
11:1.
あなたのパンを水に浮かべて流すがよい。 月日が経ってからそれを見出すであろう。
Cast your bread upon the water, so you will find it after many days.
私の好きな日本語の賛美歌で、報いを望まで人に与えようという始まる賛美があります。報いを望まないで、お返しを望まないで与えなさいという賛美歌です。
So it's just, this hymn talks about
この賛美歌知っていますか？
Does anybody know this?
誰も知らない。Nobody? Are you sure?
Does anybody know this song? 歌ってみよう。
今だよ。報いを望まれ、人に与えよう。子は主の賢き。身胸ならずや水の絵に落ちて。どうぞ。できた賛美歌の536番です。
The Japanese hymn book is very set, and so
always
on the same page. That one is on page 536.
536. 報いを望まないで人に与えなさいという賛美歌です。
So anyway, as I was saying, this song talks about offering yourself, offering things to people without expecting a return.
でもこの賛美歌はもともと英語で書かれた賛美歌で、それしてここはこのコヘレトの手紙の11章の1節から捉えた。
But actually this was originally an English hymn that was sung in English and it was based on this passage.
でも実際に英語はその、あなたのパンを水に浮かべなさいから始めるんですけども、訳者はそれを訳さなかったんです。
So in English as it says here, it says cast your bread upon the waters, but whoever translated this to Japanese
皆さん、パンをですね、水の面に浮かべて流したことがありますか？もしかそれをしたこと、してる人は見たことはありますか？
Or have you seen anybody doing that?
ある？ある？ Yes?
Like feed fish.
Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed
fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish.
Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish. Feed fish.
But real, so I mean, think about it. That's ridiculous. I can't imagine anybody actually doing that.
The Kohelet's この知恵の説教者は、パンを水の上に並べて鳴らしなさい。そうしたらそれが何年か経ったら戻ってくるっていうんです。
So whoever originally wrote this, I mean, think about it. That's what they're saying. Line up all of the bread you might have eaten, and then watch it float away. And don't worry. After several years, it will come back.
ですからある日本語で訳した人はこのようにもうね帰ってこないことも覚悟してね、気前よく与えなさいというふうにやという訳にしました。
So maybe that it just sounds a little bit strange. So maybe that's why whoever translated it to Japanese decided to change it a little bit and just say, let's give what we have to give and then not be expecting something in return.
でも他の解釈も可能だと思います。
But there are probably other ways to understand this passage.
多分、まあ、これを書いたのはソロモン王だとも言われますけれども。
It's often said that Solomon, King Solomon is the one who wrote this passage.
ね、貿易をしようと思って船をこう送り出す王様です。貿易を
So even in this situation of sending out a ship, he doesn't know, right? There could be a storm, anything. Something could go wrong.
ですから、この一つの解釈は、私たちが将来は分からないけど、危険を冒して船を送り出すことが必要であるとも理解できます。
So another way to understand this passage could be to think about, we don't know the future, so in...You know, something like sending out your ship. Just take a risk, try something and send it away, and then you don't know.
チャレンジをするということなんです、ね。
Or like take some kind of a challenge.
でも不思議なのはですね、あのパンがなんでここでパンって言われたのか僕はピンとこないところあるんですけども。
But、the thing that's strange is just I keep getting stuck on this bread.
例えばですね、木とか葉っぱを浮かべてフルって出すのにけど、パンですよパン。
But I mean, it's just weird, right? Like, if it was a stick or if it was a leaf, you could understand. Why is it bread?
だって、パンは水を吸収して沈んじゃいますよね。
Because
bread, 溶けちゃいますよね。
If you try to float bread on the water, is it really going to float? No. It's going to soak up all the water and sink down.
それを見たら、なんでそんな無駄なことをするのって人は言うんですね。
So if you saw somebody doing that, then you'd probably think, what are they doing? That's a waste.
人が無駄に思うかもしれないけれども、委ねた時にそれが無駄とならないんです。
But actually, that just shows us the God's way of thinking. Something that might look like a waste to us, it's not a waste for Him.
私たちは何かをしようとするときに一生懸命計画を立てます。
So when we try to do things, usually we carefully make a plan.
危険を犯さないように。
And then No, keep it safe. It's not dangerous.
無駄にならないように。
So don't waste anything.
でもここでは違うんですね。
But this line of thinking is just completely different than that.
将来分からないけども、委ねて一歩踏み出すことがここで語られています。
But you don't know the future. You don't know what's going to happen. So just step out and challenge. Try something.
全て計画してくるんじゃなくて私たちは将来分からないけど委ねて一歩進んでいく信仰者の姿勢がここにあります。
So rather than just carefully trying to plan everything, making sure it's not risky and that it's completely safe, just to trust and have faith and take a step.
私たちはいつも安楽地帯、カンフォータブルゾーンにいますね。
We always try to stay in our comfort zone.
皆さんの安楽地帯、一番カンフォータブルなところどこですか？
Where is your comfort zone?
でも神様は私たちと一緒にそこから出ることを私たちにチャレンジされます。
But sometimes God is challenging us to move out of that place that's comfortable for us.
今日も祈ってそれに応答するということを今日も朝賛美の時に学びましたけれども。
We were talking about that this morning in our worship time.
神様応答する時は時には自分の居心地のいいところが出ることにも出ることが求められることもあります。
So in our when we're responding to God and what He's showing us, often He could be giving us a challenge and asking us to get out of our place of comfort. Yeah,
自分をたちをストレッチする必要があるんですね。
And then that's a we need to stretch and we need to be challenged. We need a poke.
僕はストレッチされるの苦手です。
Actually, I don't really like to be stretched.
でもですね、私たちはみんなで進歩する、成長する必要があるんです。
Grow,
私たち子供のままで10年、20年いたら問題でしょ
？If we just stay as children forever, then that's kind of a problem.
僕がいつも20歳の若さでいたら問題でしょ
？If I was just always 20, that might not work out very well.
私たちは本当に成長して、そして成熟していく必要があります。
So we need to grow, we need to mature. It's necessary.
アーメンでしょうか
？Do you say amen?
Amen.でもそこで私たちは注意しなくちゃいけないことがあります。信仰を持って一歩踏み出すときに私たちは注意しなくちゃいけないことがあります。それはそれを自分のためにしているのか、自分のエゴのためにしているのか、それとも神様のためにしているからです。
We have to examine our motives. Are we taking a challenge just to satisfy ourselves, or are we trying to please God?
私たちはヒーローになりたいですね。
Because we want to be a hero, right?
何かしても、ヒーローみんな、よかったって言われたいですね。
We want people to notice what we're doing.
ね、スーパーマンなりたいよね。どう？
We want to be like Superman.
ウルトラマン。ウルトラマン。
Or Superman. Some kind of a hero.
でも、私たちが信仰を持ってするときにそのスポットライトが神様に当たるかどうか私たちは注視しなくちゃいけないんですね。
So we need to watch out. Are we trying to be some kind of Superman or do we want to let that praise and that spotlight go onto God?
何かをするときにそれが人対象なのか神様対象なのか私たちは自分たちを本当に理解しなくてはいけません。
When we set out on a challenge, are we looking for people to notice that and praise us, or are we doing it so that God will be glorified?
イエス様が最初に伝道された最初の頃に丘の上の説教、山上の説教というところがありますけれども。
When Jesus first started his ministry, there is a section in the Bible that talks about these messages he gave from the top of a hill.
そこで少しそのマタイによる福音書の6章から飛ばしですけど読んでみたいと思います。
So I want to read some parts of that. It's from Matthew 6.
いいでしょうか。飛ばしですから、まずじゃあ日本語をまあ。ついてきてくださいね。6章の1節。見てもらおうとして人の前で善行しないように注意しなさい。さもないとあなた方の天の父のもとで報いいただけないことになる。3節。施しをするときは右の手にすることを左の手にしなくてはならない。あなたの施しを人目につかせないためである。そうすれば隠れたことを見ておられる父があなたに報いてくださる。6節。だからあなた方が祈るときは奥まった自分の部屋に入って戸を閉め、隠れたところにおられるあなたの父に祈りなさい。そうすれば隠れたことを見ておられるあなたの父が報いてくださる。18節。それはあなたの断食が人に気づかず隠れたところにおられるあなたの父に見ていただくためである。そうすれば隠れたことを見ておられるあなたの父が報いてくださる。
These are all from Matthew 6. It's a little bit of skipping around. But they're up there. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Verse 3. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Verse 18, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
4節8節18節に隠れたところを見てくださる神様があなたに報いてくださる、あなたを喜んでくださるとあります。
So over and over we see this phrase, your father who is in secret or who sees in secret will reward you. We see that as a pattern coming out of these verses.
人に見られる